actual relationship with the school district. Right now, the school district has a vote, and citizens are actually scared.
This is kissing man like a long walk home when the music stops.
My name is Celeste from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Emily Shemitis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC's Testify Pledge Drive has begun, and the community radio station that lets local voices discuss community issues needs your help. Please call in at 518-697-7400. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate. WGXC is about halfway to having enough sustaining supporters to make community radio a permanent part of the local media landscape. Don't let the 3,300 watts on 90.7 FM go to waste. Keep the frequency full of music from around the world and talk from around the corner. Call in at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate.
And good morning. Good morning to all you Brightside listeners, you WGXC listeners. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here with you today to say there is a bright side somewhere. Let somebody say amen to that. Yes, beloved, we are here in beautiful downtown Hudson, and we are here for our listener-supported radio fund drive. That's right. We're calling it Testify. And you can testify today that you agree with me. There is a bright side somewhere by calling in and letting those phones ring. We want you to call in today and help us on our way. We are looking for sustaining partners that will give monthly donations, monthly contributions. And if that would be you, if you want to stand with us too, we're asking you to call today, 518-697-7400. I will repeat, and I will be doing that throughout the broadcast today. It's 518-697-7400. We also want you to go online. I know there are some people who like to do that, and you can go to WGXC.org, hit that donate button, And hallelujah. And you'll be on your way to becoming a sustainer partner. We're asking, you know, do the best you can. And if $5 a month is the best you can do, we will accept that, gladly accept that from you. We are looking to reach our goal. Hallelujah. And, we can't do it without you. $5 a month. That's just 17 cents a day, beloved. So think about that. Pray about that and let those phones ring for us. We also want you to know that you can also send your donation in by mail, snail mail, to Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. And that is P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. That is to the Wave Farm. Donations are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. All right. So, we are here taking a pause for the cause. Amen. We want to be able to, you know, stay on the air and do what we do. If you like what we do and you want us to continue to, we need to hear from you. All right. We're going to get it going in a moment. I do have a guest in the studio with me today. I'm excited about having her here with me today. And, her name is Miss Krista Shook, and we're going to hear from her in a moment. But before we do, there's something. This is old school. This is way back when, and we're going to gospelize it a little bit today. This is some of y'all out there of a particular age. Y'all will remember this song when it hit the waves way back in the day. This is Parliament. I wanna testify. Yeah, that's what we're doing today. We testifying. To testify. We are asking you, beloved, to testify too. Let those phones ring with the ching, ching, ching. We're looking for 17 cents a day, $5 a month, and you can become a sustaining partner with us. All right, so beloved, I am back. Phew. Dashing the door, got it going on. And I'm in, and here we have with us Miss Krista Shook. And I invited Miss Shook today, and we're going to chat it up a little bit. You know how we do. We're going to do a little music, a little mix. First off, Miss Krista, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, well, we're going to try that again.
Hi.
Hi. So how are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm doing great.
Great. I wish you all could see her. She's just a beauty, a picture of loveliness.
Oh, my gosh. So are you.
Oh, well, thank you, my dear. So, yeah, we're going to chat it up a little bit up in here. Miss Krista, I always like to invite my guests to tell us a little bit of something about themselves, what they would like our audience to know. and not what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Something about you.
Okay.
Okay.
So not what I do. So can I include the four kids that I raised?
You can do that. Four kids?
I have four kids, 13, 12, oh, eight,
no,
and
you
three.
Don't.
I do.
You only look 20 yourself.
Thank you. I wish. I'm not.
Oh, beautiful. All right. So tell us about
Let's see. So I'm a double pastor's kid. I grew up in a missionary home. My parents started about seven churches, and I was always the worship leader and childcare and youth, you know, whatever was needed. So growing up that way, I said, you know what? I think I'm called to be a minister and a worship leader. So that's what I do.
That, see that, don't you see, no, beloved, y'all with me a while, right? And I throw that out there because it is so hard to do when we say, well, tell us about you. We always default to what we do.
True. Very true. That's true.
All right. But we're going to let you slide with that one.
Okay.
And we are going to get into talking about what you do. But beloved, before we get there, I have something here I want to share with you. This is a new one. We got a couple. I just fell in love with the music I was hearing out of this project. This is Mr. Kirk Franklin. And, you know, they talk about one degree of separation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kirk, are you listening out there? Your wife was roommates with my cousin in college. So hit us up. Come on through. But this is from Mr. Kirk Franklin. And his new project, Long Live Love. This one is entitled Father Knows Best. You know, we still grooving off of Father's Day. Shout out to all you good fathers, but we got a heavenly Father.
God allows things that may not be good to us.
Yes.
Does not mean that it's not good for us. Yeah. See, a parent fails if the child never learns how to fly. I hope I'm talking to somebody today.
Can't feel that it won't be long. I see how my life could have gone wrong. Every time you delay my dreams, you are protecting me. All these are you made me strong. Fathers do. I wouldn't expect.
somebody needs to know.
It's alright.
It's alright. Don't always feel good. Come on.
Bring tears to your eyes.
You see what I can't see.
But God, your ways are better than mine.
So whatever.
So whatever you see.
Please.
Keep working on me.
I have one request. Come on. Neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
If God is our father.
If God is our father.
That makes us family.
That makes us family.
Mm-hmm. How can you love God?
How can you love God?
And not love me.
And not love me.
Get yourself together.
Get yourself together. Teach, preach. Oh my goodness. Well, we are back. We are here at WGXC. Oh my gosh, this is Listener Supported Radio for Open Ears, and we are here at our fun drive, Testify. We asking you, beloved, if you like what we do, and we're doing what you like, then call us up today. Let the phones ring, and give us a little ching, 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 17 cents a day, $5 a month, and you can become a sustaining supporter. It is an economical, easy way to give. You can call in and make your donation over the phone at 518-697-7400. You can go online and donate at WGXC.org. And you all who do that online stuff, y'all know the drill. Just look for the donate button, hit that, and it will show you what to do. You can also mail it in to WGXC, care of Wave Farm, at P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. You can even bring it in. Come on down to the Hudson Studio here at 4th Street off in Warren at the First Presbyterian Lower Church lower level. We also want you to know we are here because of you. We are here for you. We are here with you. We are here because of you. We are listener supported. So come on and support. All right. And now I want to move on to my conversation with my guest here in the audience in the studio. You're our audience. We're here in the studio. Right. And But we're going to have this little chit and chat with Miss Krista Shook. She told us a little minute ago that she is a PK, a preacher's kid. For those who don't know that jargon, and that means that she has grown up in the church, and she didn't run from it. She ran to it. I like that. She mm-hmm. ran to it. And God called her up to do something refreshing and a little bit new, but it's old, but it's new. Mm-hmm. This vision that God gave you. So when I met her and she was sharing what she's doing, I just knew that I wanted to share her with you. So Ms. Krista, tell us a little bit about Upper Room United. The 5 W's, what it is, where it is, how it is, why it is.
All right. Yeah. Well, I was praying about what God wanted me to do next. You know, I've been raising kids, and I was like, Lord, it's time for ministry. And he said, you're right. And he started talking to me about Ezekiel 37, the Valley of the Dry Bones.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? He gave me that, too.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
What?
I got a good teaching on that one. Go ahead, sis. Let me hear.
We have the same God speaking That's the right. same thing, right? So he said, my church is the Valley of the Dry Bones, and I want you to breathe life. And the way that I know how to breathe life is through preaching and worship. So I said, okay, let me do this. And I prayed for a team. God gave me a team. I prayed for churches to open their door, and churches started to open their doors. Because when God calls you and says, go, it's easy. He opens the doors. The hardest part is you getting up, trusting, and doing it. But he's got it all planned and ready for you. So what we've been doing for the last 2 years is any church that opens their doors or events, we go. And now we have about 9 churches that are involved. And the goal that God's been talking to us about is to unite the churches and ignite the gifts. Because the body is not ignited like they used to be. The Holy Spirit wants to do a new thing, and he needs everybody, not just a couple. He needs the whole body.
Girl.
So.
Those Overcomer Ministry members out there, y'all hearing this? This is a confirmation. Mm. This is an affirmation. This is the first time I'm hearing her tell me all of this. Mm-hmm. And it's just exciting. I got little hairs on my arm just starting to tingle. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely, absolutely. That Valley of the Dry Bones.
Yeah.
One of the things that I picked up out of it, he said, you know, he told him to go into that valley.
Right.
Go out there mm-hmm. and then speak to the north, south, east, and west winds, you
Amen.
Know,
yeah.
and prophesy to them and tell them to come together. But when they came together, they still didn't have the strength, right?
Right.
We had to go after that. But y'all want me to come and preach, and y'all invite me. I'll come on down. But, yeah, you know, and that whole coming together, oh, my goodness, and that igniting of the gifts. We have a prayer line, you know, and we focus areas in our prayers. Y'all hit me up if y'all want that information, but we focus areas in our prayers, and on Tuesdays and Wednesdays our targets are the Holy Spirit, and on Wednesday it is to receive you're using the word ignite, receive the gifts.
Right.
You know, the gifts are given, but we're not taking them.
Right. I
we're
know.
Not using them. They're right. there. And, you know, we're not using them. And, you know, I said, we don't want to go up to heaven and find our gifts in packages sitting up in a room locked
right.
up somewhere because we didn't receive the gift God was giving us. And so, yeah, so we're right there with that. Well, on that note, we have somebody that has been using her gifts and just a blessing and lifting up believers all around the world. She's got a great anointing on her voice and a wonderful writing skill. And we're going to share one of Krista's favorites. I asked her if she had any favorites out there right now and on her playlist. And she said, well, I really like Miss Tasha Cobbs right now. And so here she is in honor of our studio guest. Raise a hallelujah, Miss. Oops, I'm sorry, that's not her, that's Bethel. We'll come back to Miss Tasha Cobb. All right, this is Bethel, beloved. Raise a hallelujah.
I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise.
do it for you. There's a song written on your heart only you can sing. And when you sing, enemies flee. When you sing, prison walls come falling down. When you sing, heaven invades the earth. So just begin to lift up your hallelujah. Raise it like a banner. Raise it like a flag. Raise it in the middle of the storm. Let it rise. Let it rise. Like a symphony to the King. Everything to you, Jesus. We raise it all up.
Yes, 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 beloved. We are listening to Bethel with Raise a Hallelujah. Krista was telling me, oh yeah, we play that one. Oh, mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. We are back. You are listening to WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill. We're listener supported radio for open ears. And we are here in the midst of our Testify Fund Drive. You know, money answers all things. Lord, I know that. Send some, please. Money answers all things. And so we are looking for you. We have a goal of $5,000 a month. We now have 152 monthly sustaining supporters, and we need 100 more to meet our goal. So would you call in today? You can call in to 518-697-7400. You can go online to WGXC.org/donate. You can write in, send it by snail mail. We'll get it. And that's the care of Wave Farm at P.O. Box 13, Acra, New York, 12405. Your donations are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. So, 17 cents a day, $5 a month. Help us out. All right, we're back. And we're continuing our conversation with Miss Krista Shook. She is the founder and lead singer for Upper Room United. And you know, we like to highlight local talent, artists and writers and, you know, the people in the artistic realm. We like to highlight them, especially when they're local folk. So we're glad to have her. She's a Columbia County resident, but she's got a work that's taken her all over the place. So Upper Room United, tell the Bright Side listeners, our WGXC family, and anybody else who might have just happened to tune in about Upper Room United. So exciting.
So the goal is to unite the body. And we want to go literally any church that opens up that has that same vision of uniting. Mm-hmm. And it's called Upper Room because just like when Jesus went up, right, he was like, the next thing you need to do is you have to wait for the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Before they went out to do ministry, they had to wait for the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit hit, that's when they had the power. Mm-hmm. And all those gifts that were in them were ignited, and it was time for them to go and fulfill what they were called to do. Mm-hmm. So our goal at our services is the same thing. We want to unite. They were united in prayer. They were united to lift up the name of Jesus mm-hmm. for one king, one kingdom. Mm-hmm. And that's our goal. And then we want the Holy Spirit to come and do what only he can do. Mm-hmm. Ignite those gifts so that people can go. Because mm-hmm. he's not going to come back mm-hmm. until everybody is going, right? Mm-hmm. We have one question when we get to heaven. One. Mm-hmm. What did you do with what I gave you? That's were you right. faithful?
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking to do, to ignite the body and get them
and
going.
And who's the we? Who is the we?
So we,
you
I
said
have,
you have a team. God
I have
you a, team.
A team. Yes. Mm-hmm. I have, Johanna Halverson. She is my piano player. Mm-hmm. My husband, Matt Shook. He is our drummer. Mm-hmm. He is crazy on the drums.
Yes, he
and
is.
We have Steve Shilhorn. He's our bass player. Mm-hmm. And we have Chris and Ruth Burkett. They come together as a couple. He plays guitar, and she's always there to encourage and pray over everyone that comes.
Now, when I met you, you know, I was invited by your darling mother, mm-hmm. who's become a dear sister friend to me, Reverend Sister Pastor Louise. Hi, sis. I know you're listening. Hello, Reverend Brother Bob. I know you're listening.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
And I came out to hear you guys. And, you know, y'all were just off the chain. It was beautiful. It was uplifting. It was powerful. It was anointed. It was blessed. Mm. And I also learned that, you know, your team members, they come from all over the region.
Right.
Yeah, that's another part of that uniting vision.
All different churches. We have like 5 different churches represented on just our worship team.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working that out. And everywhere we go, we're always looking for other people that maybe have that same vision.
Mm-hmm.
We're not closed at all. It's mm-hmm. the body ministering to the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're living that vision within our team.
That is so great. And so there are some things that you're doing we are excited about. You want to tell us a little about what's coming up?
Yes, on June 28th is going to be our next worship regional night, and we're doing that at Horizon Christian Fellowship in Cairo. That starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And then July 20th, we're going to be with you at the Mega Fest.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole lot of other folk going to be there. We want to tell about some of those folks, too. But, yes, you all are coming in
yes.
full force.
Yes.
And you said you're going to be singing Raise a Hallelujah.
Yes, Raise a Hallelujah. I think that song is just so perfect right now with so many people having doubt and losing hope. We need to raise a hallelujah.
Absolutely right. There's a lot of a lot of concern. You know, some people are kind of scared about, you know, what we see in the newspapers and hear, you know, across the media and what's going on in our country, what's going on around the world. And then there are some people who say this is a great opportunity to share the love of God.
That's my
to
camp.
To share that God's got a plan.
Yep.
To share that we are here for such a time as this.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
We are here for such a time as this. So if we don't know, then we just got to ask somebody, God, mm-hmm. why am I here in such a time as this? And I guarantee you, if you ask the question, he going to give you an answer.
Yep.
I got an amen corner right here today.
Amen.
Well, you know what, beloved? I got another Kirk Franklin song for you guys today. You are listening to WJXC. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Yes, I am. I see the glass half full, and I'm waiting on God to fill it up and let it overflow. But I never see it half empty. It's always filling up. And here's my cup. Lord, it's fill it up. So this is Supporter Radio. We need you. Fill up our cup. We need you. We need that $5 a month from you, 17 cents a day. We're asking you to call in today at WGXC 518-697-7400. You can go online at WGXC.org/donate. Write in to WGXC Care Way Farm, P.O. Box 13 at Acre, New York, 12405. All right, help us out. I got something else for you from Mr. Kirk Franklin. And, this one is, listen to this, y'all. It's called Strong God.
Mary, Mary. The earth is shaking. Who gonna save the babies? From another bloody Sunday. I'm singing Mary, Mary. They love me or they hate me. For my skin color, but you say I am your brother. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they come to set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God, yeah. The God with the resurrection power from the grave. Take away the hate, to heal the human race, yeah. We need a, we need a, we need a, we need a strong God. So we need a, we need a, we need a, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say Mary, Mary. They said the climate changing. The poor people in the cold. But you keep preaching to their soul. But we don't leave till everybody's free. And we won't sleep till everybody eat.
Yeah.
Until lives matter.
Yeah.
more than tithes matter.
Shame. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they're gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a
strong God.
Real strong, yeah. We need a
real God.
Yeah, yeah. A God with the
resurrection power from the grave.
To take away the hate, to heal the human race. See, we need a
strong God.
See, we need a
Let's
go.
We want justice. We want change.
Okay.
We want peace and no more pain.
Okay,
we want to be free.
Yes.
Martin's dream is what I need.
Yeah.
We want justice. We want change.
Yeah.
We want peace and no more pain.
No more pain.
To be equal. To be free.
We want
to
be free.
Just don't preach the gospel. Be the gospel.
My country, tears of thee, sweet land of liberty. When will we finally see? We need a strong God. Yeah. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on our knees.
Oh, not
heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. Cause we need a strong God, yeah. We need the
real God.
The God with the resurrection power from the grave.
Yes.
To take away the hate,
yes.
To heal the human race.
Come on.
So we need a,
we need a,
we need a,
we need a,
we need a strong God.
Mayday, mayday.
Yeah, yeah.
Say mayday, mayday.
Yeah.
Mayday,
mayday. Beloved, that is Kirk Franklin with Strong God. And you know what? It was so nice. Oh, my goodness. That was so nice. I don't know. We're going to do that twice. Let's see. Maybe we'll do it another time.
I'm so unworthy.
Yeah, we're going to do that one another time. I was wondering, because I do enjoy this conversation with Miss Krista. And so we're going to continue with that. I had it on my roster to be my back-to-back today. But it just wasn't going that way. God want us to continue talking about what we're talking about, right, before we get out. Listen. Got to do it again. Testify. Call in. Make that phone ring, ring, ring. Ching, ching, ching. All right. We can get through our fund drive, and then we can reach our goal. We're looking for 100 more sustaining partners. And once we get there, we can cut down on the number of our pledge drives and focus more on what we do, which is bring a good talk, good music, good vibes to you. So remember us today or, you know, someday soon. Call in at 518-697-7400. And you can go to wgxc.org/donate. You can write a check, a money order, send that on in. No cash in the mail, please. WGXC, care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. Your donations are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. We talking 17 cents a day, y'all. $5 a month. Help us out if you will. And we will be here for you. As we continue to do what we do, we're going to, you know, when we had a Kirk Franklin praying with Strong God and saying, mayday, may, we, mayday, mayday. That's a nautical term they use on the seas to say, we need help. We need help. And I'm here with Miss Krista Shook, and we're talking about, you know, the help that God has raised up and is sending out and you know, going out and bringing churches together. Yeah. You know, that was the other thing that knitted us together, was when we were talking about that vision of bringing church together. And, you know, we have that work going on here with God Belongs in Our County and bringing churches together and beyond doctrinal boundaries and denominational boundaries and social, economic, political boundaries, you know. I heard somebody say, you know, when the enemy come, he don't ask you who you voted for in the last election. He don't ask you, you know, where you were on this position. He just want to know, are you a Christian? You know, are you a Christian? And I do believe that that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to focus on the more, that our relationship with God through Christ, right? Yeah. And so we were talking about that a little bit. And I was asking Krista, you know, she was telling me about another group that has this vision of bringing churches together that I didn't know about. And I want to hear, you know, share that with you all out there in the listening audience. So tell us about that group of people.
Mountaintop Ministries, they're up in Lexington, and they have a unique group of people because they're up on the mountain and everyone's kind of splintered, and you have people that live there on the weekends, you know, kind of like we're having happen in our area too. But they're trying to unite the churches, and they have this big barn, and they're doing these events, and they're gearing it a lot towards like kids and families. And August 10th, September 14th, we're doing a barbecue up there, and we're going to have some worship, and it's the same goal, just uniting the body, breaking down the walls, right? One king, one kingdom.
All right. Uniting the body and breaking down the walls. You know, I remember Jesus says something like, the nose can't say to the hand, I don't need you. Mm. You know, and the hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you.
Amen.
We need all these parts of the body, right?
Yes, we do.
Fitly working together to show forth the love of God and the will of God. And that God has a great plan for us. He didn't put us here for all this mess. He put us here, and he told us to have dominion, authority, and be blessed, right?
Amen.
He put us here, and he told us to have dominion, authority, and be blessed, right?
Amen.
So we want to leave that legacy for our children, pass that legacy along,
right?
That legacy along. Stop fighting and backbiting. Come on,
let's
unite. We got something to celebrate, we got something to share, right?
There's stuff to do,
and got stuff to do. All right, I love it. Well, beloved, we are listening to WGXC. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, here with Miss Krista Shook from Upper Room United. And we were talking, I'm going to get to the point, I guess, of my spiritual social commentary for today. For those of you who do know, and even more importantly, for those of you who don't, today is Juneteenth. And when I said with Sister Krista that I was going to be talking about Juneteenth, what did you say?
I said, I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is.
No.
And I told her to hold on a minute. I was going to talk about it. But, you know, I'm going to say it. Those who love me going to love me. Those who hate me going to hate me. So it don't matter. But I'm going to say it. It speaks to the way we present American history in this country. That you don't know what Juneteenth is.
Yeah.
All right. So if we are going, in my opinion, and like, you know, noses, everybody got one. I got this time and this opportunity to share my opinion. In my opinion, if we want to get beyond some of these schisms that we have in our nation, racism, classism, then we have to look at how we are educating and sharing our American history.
Right. Agreed.
So, the 21st century, 150 plus years since the emancipation and the education of how many generations that is in 150 years, that we still, our young people still don't know what Juneteenth is. When the Civil War was ended and President Abraham Lincoln signed the document of emancipation, where tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people died in that war. And many of them were in that war to keep the Union together and to end slavery. Mm-hmm. When that document was signed, it took months. We didn't have technology, phones and cell phones and Twitter. You know, the news is right now. It's right. Like in real time. But then it took months for the news of the emancipation of slaves to get from January 1st till June. June 19th was when everybody had knew that they were free. Mm. And so that is what we celebrate. We celebrate the emancipation when the message got out to everybody that y'all are now free. You are delivered from this heinous bondage that was perpetrated against you for centuries. Mm. And of course, we still have the fight and the struggle going on even today. There are a couple of folks wrote some posts that says, Juneteenth is one of many days our ancestors in the Western Hemisphere set aside to mark our victories. We weren't given anything. We forced history's hands. Spain, England, France all tried to end us. We take this day seriously. Our struggle continues. Yeah. Today we celebrate Juneteenth, the day when black people were at long last freed from the bounds of slavery in this country. As we continue to celebrate our freedom, we must work to right the unjust injustices black communities still face each and every day. Mm. Now, it's just my opinion, but had our American history been taught correctly, we might not be where we are today.
I agree.
So it's an opportunity, Department of Education, to fix that.
That's right.
To fix that, right? Yeah. And until they do, beloved, it's on me and you. It's on me and you to learn. It's on me and you to share. You know, we call it the whitewashing of American history. Mm. Mm-hmm. And but if we share, you know, what really happened and the lives that were lost, that were taken, that were given, that we could recognize that we are all one humanity.
Right.
You cut me, do I not bleed? Mm-hmm. You know? So, yes, we're celebrating Juneteenth. I give snaps and claps to my ancestors. Hallelujah to my ancestors who have are the strongest of the strong. They endured coming from Africa across the Middle Passage. People died and were killed in Africa. People were died and killed on the Middle Passage coming across those seven oceans. Mm. People were killed in the slavery trade, in slavery and after slavery and even today. So beloveds out there, you are of the strongest of the strong. Okay, you are the strongest of the strong. That's my social spiritual commentary today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Emily Shemitis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
And
don't deserve.
We are back. We are back for Beautiful Grace with Mr. Kirk Franklin.
I'm so unworthy. You left your throne because your love hurt me. I'm so unworthy. In my sins, I was lost till the lighthouse of the cross saved a wretch like me. And now I am redeemed. I will sin forever, falling in love with you. I will spend forever.
finally got the courage to ask you,
how could you love me when I fail you? Still think of me. How could you love me?
Why would you choose to do what you do, Jesus?
How could you love me?
I was spiritually broke.
The debt I owe.
But you paid it.
You paid it for me.
How?
How could you love me?
You don't keep a record of my wrongs. But Jesus, I do.
I messed up so many times.
That
I thought love was just a lie.
But then,
till it hung on Calvary,
every nail
was just for me. I will spend forever falling in love with you.
My appreciation is that long, Jesus.
I will spend forever falling in love with you.
Catch me.
Take my hand and lead me through.
This world is crazy.
I'm lost and confused. Please come.
Please.
My rescue.
King of kings.
I'm so alive.
And the truth is,
I don't deserve your
grace and mercy.
Grace and mercy.
Because
I'm so unworthy.
Hallelujah. Over and over and over again, how you erased every sin, Jesus.
I'm so unworthy.
You became flesh like me.
You left your throne because you're not worthy. I'm so unworthy.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. But then at the last minute,
in my sin,
yes,
I was lost.
Till the lighthouse.
Till the
That was a little more taste of Mr. Kirk Franklin. Wow, I was just loving this one. So anyway, beloved, we are about out of time. Yeah, we are winding down to that noon hour. But we do want you to know that it has been our joy to be here with you and with Miss Krista Shook today. And so before we go, I do want to shout out that on July 20th, God Belong in Our County, which is a group of churches here in Columbia County, and even beyond. We have some folks that, you know, are going to come out, and we're all getting together. We're going to be down at the Chatham Columbia County Fairground at the grandstand. You can go online, find out more about that at eventbrite.com. Put in Mega Gospel. You're going to hear from Upper Room United. You're going to hear from Father's Promise and Hope Chapel, Riz Rob, who's a hip-hop Christian artist, recording artist, or Hall, another Christian hip-hop recording artist. The Columbia County Youth Theater going to be there. We have a youth showcase and going on is going to be out there. We got a lot of things that are going on out there, and it's also the Chatham Summer Festival, so that's going to be going on in Chatham. So just, you know, mark your calendars and come on out and have a good time. Hear some good music, get some good news, get some good vibes, and go on and enjoy the good things that God has for you. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are.
We're going to shout out. Anybody you want to shout out today?
My husband, Matthew Shook.
Hey. Naps and claps to you, Brother Matt.
And then my kids, Winter, Eva, Zachary, and Bella.
All right. Well, I do want to take a minute and I guess shout out my team. There are some folks that, you know, just help us tremendously. It was Father's Day and I didn't get to shout out some people, but you know, I want to shout out Reverend Jeff and Brother Randall. Ask y'all to pray for him. He's going to have a surgery this week. So pray for him. Brother Randall, Brother Jeff, Brother Jerry, a music teacher over at the Hudson High School. We want to shout him out. Who else do we have? Our brother Carl, praying for him and his family also. These are pastors and ministry leaders. Our brother Cleveland, brother Reverend Darwin, Reverend Ed Cross, oh my goodness, I'm going to start missing names and we get ready to run out of time. But I shout out to all of y'all. Oh, Reverend Father Gary Gelfenbach, can't forget him. You know, oh my goodness. I want to shout out. Oh, I just had a conversation in relative to this to Mr. Dave Chapman and Brother Rich Heron. Just excited about all of you guys and what you're doing. And I want to say thank God for you. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. And you know what, beloved? You know what we do. I don't care. I don't care what the realities are out there. The clouds may be hanging low and heavy and dark and gray, but I tell you, the sun is still shining, mm-hmm. and there is a bright side somewhere. We got good news for you. I'll be back. God say the same in 2 weeks till we speak again. Remember never to forget.